At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jessi Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 412 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. I got a huge MLB slate for you. I'll give you the good and the bad, or I guess the okay and the bad. It was kind of an annoying night last night, guys, I'll be honest with you. Looking at baseball, 5-5. Miami with a sharp move coming through for us at around minus 105. I think they crept up a little bit further. Got the White Sox under, got the Yankees under, got Atlanta around minus 180, minus 190. And the big one was St. Louis, the St. Louis Cardinals, guys. I know there's a pitching change there. And again, always want to bet listed pitcher, not action. But I rebet that game. And I think the whole point of that game was it didn't really matter, you know, who the starting pitcher was. It was a value play, a really hot team getting a big plus money play out on a huge inflated line. And the Cardinals, believe it or not, they are looking ridiculous right now. I have a buddy who I used to work with, named Travis, and big Cards fan. And he's like, man, how did they turn that thing around? They are left for dead. But either way, guys, 5-5 MLB. The annoying thing, and again, we're running so hot in the NFL for the first 2 weeks. Talk about really just the worst possible outcomes here for that Monday night game. That one was gross. 0-3, minus three units. Detroit getting 11.5. I was feeling good at halftime. What were they up? 17-14. And then they get absolutely rolled. And then Aaron Rodgers just became Aaron Rodgers. They get outscored 21-0 in the second half, killing our plus 11.5 play there. So couldn't get that one. The Windy under also did not come through, sailed over. And to make matters worse, Jared Goff, over 258.5 for passing yards. He lands 246. So baseball wasn't too bad, kind of down the middle. It was this NFL Monday Night Football that really, really hurt us, guys. But again, when you're running so hot, you know, that's going to happen. You're going to have games that don't go your way in the public. I would say one thing we got to keep an eye out for, and I'm tracking this thing as we move forward, but these primetime overs, man, I don't know what is going on. They're now, I think, 6-0 here. And again, dogs been running super hot. Had a favorite their role yesterday. And again, they just teased us with a lead at halftime, which was annoying. But we got to keep an eye on these primetime overs. You know, it's tough for me because when we go primetime, the whole point is go contrarian. You know, hugely heavily bet games, super lopsided. Public's going to bet the favorite, bet the over. They're going to parlay them. And bet the home teams here. So it's kind of tough for me to bet these overs with the public in a heavily bet game. But hey, the proof is in the pudding and it's scoreboard 6-0 to the over. I don't know. Maybe we'll see some massive regression there, but that's something that really has surprised me overall, everyone. But yeah, ton to get to. Excited to break down MLB. Of course, with MLB. Hey, it's volatile. It's up and down. It's a very, very long season. It's going to test your patience. It's going to give you the highest of highs, lowest of lows, but I don't want to abandon it because we got a big, big day in Major League Baseball, 15 games across the board. I got 9 plays that caught my eye. I got some more totals today for you, and I got some sneaky sharp moves I want to hit on as well. So a big day MLB with 9 plays. And then also today, as we get our routine down in the fall and we're getting into football season, obviously underway, full steam ahead, I want Tuesdays to be our NFL look ahead day, where we can look at some just early movement from the lines dropping on Sunday. And of course, we always talk about the maturation of a line, the metamorphosis of a line. You know, odds makers will put in their power ratings, their algorithms, models, formulas into their supercomputers. They'll spit out a rough spread on what it should be. They'll throw it out usually Sunday night when all these when all the early games finish, and it's at low limits. Then you let some sharps come in at low limits and mold the line. Let the public get in there and probably put their bias on for everyone to see. And then slowly throughout the week, once the books kind of get a feel for where the respective money is coming in and where the public's coming in, you'll get basically the line will be shaped and molded to its strongest point by later in the week. But again, those early moves are meaningful. We talk about head fakes all the time. I'd say that's a quarter of the time. I say most of the time it would be, wise guys, wise girls who have their own numbers and see an outlier. You know, a team is listed -3. The odds makers open up -3. And maybe wise guys have a game it should be -4. So they'll hit the -3 early. That's the kind of thing to look out for. But again, these early moves, it's always intriguing to me to track the movement of a line from open, not just open to close, but current, all the moves in between. So that thing is very, very important here, guys. So we'll talk about, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games, early line movement that I want to hit on for NFL Week 3. I have an interesting Week 3 betting system trend, which may blow your mind, and I'll tell you the matches for it. It has to do with teams down 0-2. Should you play them? Should you not play them? So we'll hit on that. But of course, guys, a big, big day on a Tuesday, and I'm excited. Even though that Monday Night Football game was really the worst possible outcome, I'll put this up at a Twitter poll at some point. Like, in that situation, if you're like me and you're on the Lions +11.5, would you rather be up at halftime and then get rolled in the second half and lose? Or would you rather just get down 21-0 in the first quarter and lose and just say, hey, I can put that game away and, go do something else or go live better or focus on another game? It's a question. I don't know. I like to be in it. I love the sweat. But man, it's when you're up at half and then you get blown out 21-0 second half, that was annoying. That hurt. And Jared Goff, he couldn't get me, 12, 13 more yards? I'm just bitter about that Monday Night Football game. But all baseball all the time. That's the action today. So, guys, real quick reminder, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. You'll wake up to my market insights column giving you a sharp report every single day, depending on the sport, all different sports I cover. Today was 3 games in MLB, taking some wise guy money overnight. You also get the afternoon. You also get promos for legal sports books, run out of all the shows that afternoon with the co-hosts and the guests and everybody. And of course, you'll get Dave Tooley's ATS report, helpful links, just waking up thinking about sports betting and letting you know what's going on at VSiN. It's kind of your daily newspaper, really, when you're talking about betting, which I really love. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up for free. Then, of course, housekeeping real quick. Again, the last one, sign up for a VSiN membership. We have our Points for Weekly magazine coming out tomorrow. It'll have my NFL article, my weekly article, 5 games the wise guys are targeting. You also get great just articles and content, power rating, Steve Mackinnon, bets from everybody, Will Hill, Matty Humans, Dave Tooley, the whole crew, all included in Points for Weekly. It just gets all your capping in one place, makes it easier on you. You also get, with the all-access VSiN membership, not just the PSW magazines, but the afternoon best bet emails, everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, stats, splits, power ratings, 20% off the store, everything you need to help you make informed, smart bets. And again, no such thing as lock, no such thing as a guarantee, but the more information you have, the more respected bettors that you learn to track, it can help you a ton. And that's really where at VSiN we come in here, guys. So VSiN.com/subscribe, go there. We have a 10-day free trial. If you like it, you can continue, go monthly, or you can get a year, save some money. Or if you don't like it, cancel before the 10 days are up. You won't be charged, but I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy it. It's really, really valuable and worth the bang for your buck there. So that's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where you stay plugged into a real-time market, getting injury updates, jumping on line moves before the odds makers adjust. following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community through direct messaging, all through Twitter. Twitter is really the avenue where you can communicate and get information. And information is key. This is an information-based industry. You guys don't need me to tell you that. And Twitter is where you go to get that real-time info. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh underscore insights. And you can email me anytime, questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you. That is my goal. Help you read the market, help you make smart bets, get your fur to a new sports book, whatever it may be. I am here for you. You can always email me, Josh at vsin.com. So with that being said, it's a big baseball day, and I'm excited to attack baseball today because, again, it's been great, just fantastic start for NFL with dogs, but last night annoyed me. When you go 0-3, you miss your prop, you miss your spread, and you miss your total, it's just a bitter feeling. So hopefully baseball, we can get it back a little bit today. So with that being said, guys, 15 games on the board. You have 9 that I found out, that I discovered with my research this morning, with hopefully some value here. So let's just start running through them. First one up. The Cleveland Guardians, baby. I'm going Guardians in this one. They're at home against Kansas City. This one, I wrote about it in the newsletter. You've seen Kansas City win these first two games as a road dog both times. Plus 145, plus 120. It's a four-game set, so this is game 3 today. And I think this is the game where Cleveland bounces back. Number one, I like the pitching matchup. Cal Quantrill has been really good this year. 6-3, 2.89 ERA. Going up against a lefty here, Daniel Lynch. 4-5, 5.34 ERA. What I like is this line movement, guys. You know, this is a slight public to Cleveland, but really it's not just that slight public. It's big, big respective money hitting the Guardians here. This line open with Cleveland listed as a minus 130 favorite. They've been steamed up all the way to minus 147. So we've seen big movement here toward the tribe. I have a couple systems I like. So home favorites with steam 10 cents or more, 61% this year, 2% ROI. Also have a system called Avoid a Sweep with a moderate favorite. It's 10-5 in September, 67%, 20% ROI that also match with Cleveland here. So I'm gonna take a shot on the tribe. I like this line movement, pretty good steam. And I think the pitching advantage definitely favors Cleveland in this one. So let's go tribe, baby. Also Cleveland 38-23 as a favorite, KC 46-60 as a dog. I think the tribe get even tonight. Let's go Cleveland. Next one up. I know it's a big number. It's going to be my biggest number of the day. I'm going to lay it with Cincinnati here, guys. Cincinnati's at home against Pittsburgh. This game opened Cincinnati at home minus 190, been steamed up to minus 200. So a couple systems I got. Same one, home favorite off a win, 490 and 320, 60% ROI, 2.5% ROI with that one. But this is also a play on a couple different things. Another pitching advantage here for Tyler Mahle. He's been pretty good this year. 12-5, 3.59 ERA, going up against Mitch Keller, 4-11, 6.14 ERA. I think the advantage definitely lies with Cincy here with this pitching matchup on the bump. But also a couple supplementary things. Cincinnati, 49-39 as a favorite and 40-35 at home. Pittsburgh, as we know, cashed a couple bets for us this year, but they've really struggled as a dog, 48-89, and also struggled on the road, 22-53. So since he's good as a favorite, good at home, Pittsburgh's bad as a dog, bad on the road. Here's the other thing. Cincinnati has had Pittsburgh's number this year. Cincinnati is 11-3 against the Pirates. And then also, Cincy fighting for a playoff spot. These games are really, really important for them. They're only 3 games back of the second wildcard spot. So they got to keep winning and keep staying in this thing with only, I think, 11 days left in the season. So I like that move towards Cincy. I like the matchup. And I like that they've owned Pittsburgh 11-3. Give me Cincy in this one, guys. Laying a minus 200. Again, betting to risk one unit. Trying to get back a half unit. We went fish last night. Really, really sharp move with Miami getting it done around plus 105 to minus 105. But I'm going the other way tonight, guys. I'm going to take the Washington Nationals. This one caught my eye. So number one, I don't know if these guys are brothers, Taylor Rogers and Josh Rogers. I don't know. Maybe they're brothers from another mother. But what I like about this one is public is leaning Miami, you know, with Taylor Rogers on the bump, 7-7, 2.79 ERA. But don't sleep on Josh Rogers for Washington, 1-0, 2.60 ERA. He's pitched well also. But really, it's this line movement. You know, this game open, minus 150, Miami at home. And even though it's a split ticket count slightly for Miami, we've seen the fish fall minus 150 down to minus 135. So that's a big steam move there on that road dog Washington, going from around plus 135 to now plus 125. So decent plus money payout there. And it's also a grinder spot, a road division dog with don't have the high total. Total's 8 here. It looks like there may even be some under liability. The under 8 is juiced up minus 115. But I like this spot as a classic road division dog, sharp line move, reverse line move in favor of Washington. So give me a decent plus money payout with a good move on the Nats here. Let's go Nats. I got this one yesterday, Texas and the Yankees under. And guess what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going back to the under today, guys. It looks like a carbon copy of yesterday's game. This is Dunning against Montgomery. Total open 8.5. Everyone says Yankees lineup, they're great. I even saw some openers at 9. Let me double check. Yeah, I saw an opener 9, a lot of 8.5s though. But the 8.5, public is hammering the over, yet it stayed 8.5, and it's actually juiced up under minus 115. So you have liability to the under, even though public is betting the over. Tells me some respected under money in this one, guys. You also have wind blowing in at Yankee Stadium, about 7 to 10 miles an hour, directly in from center or right center. And also, you don't really think of these teams as under teams, or the Yankees in particular, but the Yankees are 83-65 to the under. And these teams head-to-head, they played 5 games this year. The under is 4-1. And you look at the Yankees, they're 5-2 to the under their last 7. You look at the Yankees, yeah, they are 5-2 to the under their last 7. Texas is, let's see, the under in 5 of the last 6 when playing the Yankees, 5-1. And the under 4-2 the last 6 when on the road at Yankee Stadium. So some under trends, public hammering the over, yet line freeze and even liability under juice-wise. Give me the Yankee under here. Yankee under 8.5. Let's get another low-scoring game. 4-3, 4-0, I don't care. 8-0, just give me the under in that one. Tampa Bay and Toronto. Couldn't get the under last night. I'm not going to go with the under tonight. It actually did rise at some shops, I think 8-8.5. But I really like Tampa Bay here, guys. This is a really, really sharp fade the trendy dog play here toward the Rays. So public is all over Toronto. We know out of nowhere, you know, they've ripped off a million wins in a row. And, you know, now they're in a wild card spot here. It could be Sox in Toronto in the first one game playoff. But anyway, guys, public says, give me Toronto on those bats. This game actually opened as pretty much a pick 'em, around minus 105 or a minus 110 for Tampa Bay. And I'm seeing heavy betting on Toronto. About 3 out of 4 bets on Alek Manoah against Drew Rasmussen. Yet, public is all over Toronto, yet the line has stayed minus 110 in favor of Tampa Bay. Even saw some shops at one point get up to minus 115 Tampa. So that looks like a really good line freeze to me. Classic fade the trendy dog opportunity. You look at short home faves off a win, 165 and 127, 57%. If you're minus 130 or less, that's a 4% return on investment. So that's been a profitable system this year. The other one, you look at Tampa Bay, 41-19 as a home favorite, and they're 10-7 against Toronto. So that one just really stinks to me. Everyone betting on Toronto, yet the Rays have pretty much stayed where they're at. Give me the Rays here, laying around a minus 110. Pretty much just the juice price in that one. Keep on cruising. The Mets and my Red Sox, I will fully admit, there's been some money here on the Mets. Red Sox at home open like minus 155. They're all the way down to minus 130. So you've seen some big movement here toward the Mets. If you identified the Mets as a sharp play, you are correct. They're getting hit across the board here. 15 cents or more off a win. Steam, 60%. That will match with the Mets here. You also have that interleague line move with the Mets. So the Mets are a strong lean for me. But, guys, I really like the under here. I like the under. Public's on the over, yet it opened 9.5, and it stayed 9.5. And a lot of these shops are even juicing up the under, minus 115. Looks like it may even get juiced up further to minus 120. So hard lean to the Mets, but I really like the under. That's my official play. Who knows? Maybe I'll add the Mets just if that continues to go in their direction. But you look at kind of these head-to-heads. The teams have played 2 games this year, a 2-1 game, a 1-0 game. So the under is 2-0. And you also look at some under trends that we've seen just in general head-to-head. Let's see. The under is 5-1, the last 6 head-to-head with the Mets. And the under is, 13-6, the last 19 on the road for the Mets. So the Mets are a team that's really struggled to score here. And the Sox, at home, obviously, we want the wind blowing in. It's kind of right to left here. So it's not a huge weather play. But I just see a ton of liability under. I'm going to go under here. Stroman against Erod, under 9.5. And I do see value on the Mets here with that line move in their favor. But I'm going under 9.5 with the Mets. That's my official play on that game. Keep cruising. If you keep giving me a red-hot team getting a ridiculously big number, I'm going to keep taking them. I'm going back to the well with the St. Louis Cardinals, guys. I know it's Brandon Woodruff on the bump, but I think motivation is really, really important here because, you know, you're looking at what this means to both teams. Milwaukee's already clinched. They got their playoff spot. They really don't have anything to play for. St. Louis is in a heated race, and they've now won 8 straight for a wild card spot. So if you're giving me a hot team, it's also a road division dog. Don't have the high total here, but I've seen this line pretty much stay where it's at. Opened like minus 210. Milwaukee kind of stayed there. I'm grabbing St. Louis plus 190. They got to keep winning in order to get this wild card spot. They've won 8 straight. It's pretty much a line freeze. It's a road division dog. Road division dogs off a win. 45% this year, but a 7% ROI. It's been a good system match. So I'm going to go St. Louis. Again, plus 190. I think that line's way too high for a good team playing well. Kind of a line freeze. Give me St. Louis plus 190. It would be nice to get two. Can you imagine if we get two in a row with St. Louis? And then two more for you. I'm going over in the Houston LA Angels game. I like this one. It opened 9, minus 110 both sides to the over or to the total. And now it's over minus 115, minus 120. So we've seen a bunch of over money come in here, guys. You also look at, you know, it's going to be hot night or nice night, 80 degrees, wind blowing out 5 to 10 miles an hour. But you look at some of these matchups here and kind of these over teams. They're both really good over teams. Houston is 80 and 63 to the over. Angels are 80 and 62 to the over. And we've seen some over head-to-head here recently. The over is 10 and 4 at home, the last 14 for the Angels against Houston. So I'm going to bank on some runs here. We got a 10-0 game last night to cash that over. We'll see if we can get it again. Give me the over 9. And by the way, not only two good over teams, but one of the best over stadiums. About 58% to the over at LA Angel Stadium there. Let's get some runs. Your Quiddy and Packy Naughton, who's got a great nickname. He should be in Boardwalk Empire or Peaky Blinders or something. Then the last one of the night for me, guys. This one annoyed me because it could have made the sting of losing those awful Monday Night Football bets for me a little bit easier. But the Oakland A's, anyone watch that game? They're down 4-2 in the eighth. I think they had like bases loaded or something with like one out and they couldn't get any runs in, which was annoying. But I'm going to go Oakland. More smart money on Oakland. I like them to bounce back. Public split on this one. Yet the A's open around minus 125, then bet up to minus 135. So you've seen some good steam here toward the A's. They would match that short road short home favorite minus 130 or less, 57% this year, 6% ROI. So I like that movement, and they're almost kind of a fade the trendy dog. It's, you know, 50-50 betting or slightly to Seattle, yet line is going to the A's. And obviously the A's and the Mariners are battling here for a playoff spot. So these games are really important. I know it didn't come through yesterday against, who was it? Anderson, who actually pitched well. I definitely jinxed him on the pod. I was like, hey, that's a huge advantage for Manaea, and then Anderson outpitches him. But Oakland, mini alarm, woo-woo, just a tiny one, woo-woo, against lefties. Oakland against lefties. Again, lost last night, but still 35 and 23 against lefties on the year. So I'm going to go A's. I like that movement. I think they hopefully bounce back and even up the series here tonight. So for those playing at home, Cleveland minus 147, the Redlegs minus 200, the Nats plus 128, Yankees under 8.5, Tampa minus 110, Mets under 9.5, St. Louis plus 190, Houston over 9, and Oakland minus 135. Those are the bets that I will be sweating today, and hopefully we get some good good karma after, seriously, an annoying Monday Night Football. I can't even go 1-2. I mean, seriously, 0-3. What are you going to do? Although we've, like a squirrel getting ready for winter, we did stack quite a few wins prior to that in week one and week two. So I guess we're just going to keep grinding. Nights like that will happen. But anyway, guys, we ain't done yet. Do not go anywhere. When we return, we got to look at NFL week three. We're already turning the page. We're going to, you know, always take what we can on a Monday, recap everything. What did we get right? What did we get wrong? What did we miss? What can we focus on moving forward? But now we got to look toward NFL week three. So we're going to monitor all these games all week long. But I have a few in particular that really caught my eye and have a very interesting trend betting system stat for you. In terms of teams down 0-2, how are they in week three? Should you buy low? Should you fade them? We'll talk about that next when we finish up strong on episode 412 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat in the arena with every single day, Mr. No Days Off, the whole crew here sitting around the virtual bar sweating shark contrarian plays, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it after recapping last night. Again, baseball 5-5, 0-3 for Monday Night Football, so that was a brutal one. But we're going to keep grinding. So, of course, guys, looking at turning the page here to NFL Week 3, the trend that I wanted to give you, which is kind of crazy, and I think it kind of blows people's minds, and I'll be honest, do I want to take some of these teams? Not really. But here's the thing. If you look at teams who are 0-2, they've lost both their games, public perceptions are really starting to harden. Based on a small sample size. And that may not always be accurate. Oftentimes it isn't, because if a team wins, you know, look at the box score. Did the other team have a bunch of turnovers? Like the Patriots beat the Jets 25-6. You would think they steamrolled them, but it was 4 picks by Zach Wilson. The Patriots should have won that game 42-0. Like, again, you know, the perceptions of if you're 2-0, you're great. You're going to run the table. If you're 0-2, you're going to go 0-17. That's not always the case. It can be overvaluing good teams, undervaluing bad teams. So the thing I wanted to share with you guys, looking back around the last decade, if you look at teams that are 0-2, they've lost their first 2 games. In week 3, they have been profitable to bet on. Over the last decade, 71-56 teams that are an 0-2 start going ATS in week 3. So 71-56 ATS, 56%, about an 8 or 9% ROI. So pretty good overall. So the teams that would match that, that you'd be buying low on, and I know you have a couple teams who are both 0-2. So like, for example, the Falcons and Giants, that cancels it out. They're both 0-2. And I actually should look up if they're both 0-2 who you should take. Maybe you should take the dog. That just comes to mind. But anyway, Detroit Lions, that's going to be a gross one, obviously. Let me get the number on that. The Lions at home, who, again, just teased me last night with a lead at halftime. That could be an inflated line spot where we wait it out. And if you're gross enough to go with me, Lions there, it opened -7 Baltimore. It's all the way up to -8. If that gets to 9, you know, that could be a buy low spot with Detroit. But they would match this team's down 0-2, take them week 3, especially if they're a home dog. Another one would be the Jaguars, who, again, I don't know how many times I can beat my head against all the Jags. I bet against them week 1-1. I bet on them week 2, and it was just putrid. But get with the Jags. They open +6 at home, +7. It's now crept up to around 7.5 against Arizona. So the Jags would match that one. Another one would be the Colts here. The one thing we got to wait on with the Colts is the injury to Carson Wentz. He sprained both his ankles. By the way, I've never really seen injury reports where he sprained both ankles. How do you sprain both ankles? I don't know. That's just kind of weird. But anyway, we got to see who the QB is there. But that did open Tennessee -5.5, -6. I'm seeing different openers. I guess there was a 3.5 that got up to 5 or 6. So let's see if there's a key number there with the Colts +6. And we got to see Carson Wentz there, but that'll be a divisional dog on the road. I got some system matches there and buying low on an 0-2 team with the Colts. If you can get them at 6 in that one, a couple other matches, the Vikings. So the Vikings are, let me pop them up. Vikings are at home against Seattle, and you actually had Seattle open. I'm seeing a -2.5, a -2, a -1.5. Some 2.5s are down to 1.5. I tell you what, guys, getting Minnesota plus the points at home, that's going to be a wise guy play. Everybody and their mother is on Seattle, especially after that loss with, you know, if you might have cashed there with the Titans. But everybody on Seattle, and we're getting some movement toward Minnesota. Does this thing get down to 1? We're going to have to see that. But Minnesota would match, and right now that's going to be a really contrarian home dog in that 425 slot. And then, of course, the Jets. How many times can I bet on the Jets here? Again, I bet on week one. They didn't come. I'm actually shocked that they didn't cover week one, but they only lost by 5, I think. I watched that team on Sunday at home against the Pats. That is not a team that's going to be in a lot of these games. So I always like to buy low on bad teams, but man, they could be historically bad. If you're in Survivor, I guess the only silver lining is I had the Packers in Survivor last night, which was nice. But I think betting against the Jaguars and the Jets in Survivor, that might be the way to go moving forward. But anyway, the Jets would match. Team down 0-2. They are on the road at Denver. And I think you've had some movement toward the Jets here, believe it or not. Let me see. A lot of these books were like -11. I saw -9 up to 10.5. I saw an 11 down to 10.5. But either way, we're gonna need that thing to creep up super inflated for me to touch the Jets. I really want nothing to do with them. But those are the teams that would match that system. Teams down 0-2, as gross as it looks when we run through it. 56% ATS in week 3, buying low in those spots. But here's the other thing I want to mention, just some games that caught my eye. Already, you know, getting closer, or I guess we're still kind of far away, but, you know, creeping closer to this weekend. The Washington football team, they're on the road at Buffalo. What I like about this one, everyone's betting Buffalo at home. They get back on track and kill my, destroy my Miami ticket. Once Tua got hurt, I know we were in trouble there. But all these books open Buffalo -9, -9.5 at home. The line is now down to 8.5. I see one book at 8. I think it's mostly 8.5, but this thing is trending down toward Washington. So Washington would match, teams that are, here's the other system, teams that are 0-2 ATS. So maybe you won a game but didn't cover. 0-2 ATS teams, if you're a dog in week 3, you're 58% ATS. So that would match with Washington. So keep an eye on Washington. Maybe they keep that thing close with their really good defense. Little movement in their direction. New Orleans Saints, you know I'm a Pats fan, but I think the value here is grabbing Saints +3. Pats off a good win, or a good win in the box score. New Orleans off a bad loss here against Carolina. So that's just a public perception, buy low, sell high play. You also look at the line here, open Patriots -3. It stayed -3, and all the juice is on the side of the Saints, +3, -115. I think this may get to 2.5. So the Saints getting 3 is a decent spot here as well for New Orleans. Another one that caught my eye, the Chargers. Hopefully it happens again where Kansas City wins the majority of their games but doesn't cover. A lot of these books open KC -7 at home. It's down to 6.5. We've seen some movement here toward the Chargers. That would match as a road division dog. You also have a road division dog with a line move in their favor, which has been a good spot overall. And just classic divisional dogs in general. Those are matches there with the Chargers with the caveat of, hey, Kansas City Chiefs keep winning, but they don't cover. And Chargers getting the points in a division game, that could be intriguing. Maybe we can get a 7. I'd hold out for that. But the way it's going, it may go to 6. This one is sharp as a tack. We mentioned it yesterday. Maybe you jumped on it. Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm only concerned it's going to be super popular. But Tampa Bay opened +1, +1.5 on the road. It's now flipped. Tampa Bay -1, -1.5. This thing is creeping up toward Tampa Bay. I wouldn't be surprised if this gets closer to -2, -2.5. So I would consider, so number one, I think you're either going to money line Tampa Bay in this spot, really sharp move, or if you want to wait it out, can you buy low and get Rams +3? I don't know if it gets all the way to 3. That would be absurd. But that's a really sharp move to Tampa Bay. It looks both pros and Joes, and doesn't hurt that we have a really good road ref, Craig Rahlstedt. He's 60% to the road team. So Tampa Bay, dog to fave, sharp line move. I'm money lining the Bucks there. Another one, Green Bay, San Fran. I'm looking at Green Bay plus the points here. A lot of these books open San Fran -3.5 at home. Some flirted with a 4, but now these 3.5s are juiced up on the Green Bay side. So Green Bay at 3.5, If this falls to three, the hook could be crucial, kind of like that Cowboys game, even though it didn't really matter. You really want to train your brain to jump on these hooks before they leave you. So I'm looking at Green Bay plus 3.5 in a primetime game. We'll see how that thing develops, but it's really trending toward the Packers in that one. And then the last one, this is a Monday night game. I'm looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. Everyone's betting Dallas off their big win. Eagles off that loss. I was annoyed. I was on them in that last game there against San Fran. But a lot of these books were minus four, staying minus four. You had some 3.5s up to four, but that's heavy betting Dallas. And that would be a divisional dog, primetime dog match with Philly. So I'd be looking at Philly in the Monday night spot. We'll see how that develops. And one of my favorite system guys last couple years, and even better this year, 9-1 ATS so far, a short road dog plus six or less. Since 2019, it's now 114-71 ATS, 62%, almost a 20% ROI that would match with Philadelphia. But there you have it, everyone. Another day, another dollar, another pod in the books. Let's see if we can we can turn some profit here in MLB, a big baseball day. Get some revenge after that putrid Monday Night Football showing. But also excited to monitor these lines moving forward. And tomorrow, what we're going to do is have an early sharp report on college football. College football is different to me. I don't look at it. I look at all the overnight openers, but I don't really get deep into it until later in the week because the public doesn't really bet college football early. It's more of a kind of a late sort of thing. So the board doesn't get clear to me until later in the week. I will throw one game at you, which is getting hit hard. Mississippi State at home against LSU. Everyone's betting LSU. Mississippi State opened plus 3.5. Now they're down to 2.5. Mississippi State at home could be a sharp play there. So it's just one example here. But either way, tomorrow in our new routine, we will be, again, Monday Night Football. And then we have our Tuesday look at early sharp report NFL. Tomorrow will be look at early sharp report college football as well. And of course, we'll be grinding MLB every day. And I would say WNBA, in a couple days, the playoffs start. So get ready to sweat some WNBA playoffs, baby. But let's get after it. Another day, another dollar. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash a few bets, except for a disgusting Monday Night Football showing, and you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in and the kind of the philosophy I preach, there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Pick up a copy of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Just go to Amazon.com, type it in, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, and it's got everything I've learned working in the industry every single day for a long time now, since 2011. A lot of tips and strategies and how to go contrarian and how to think differently and how to read line movement and identify sharp action, how to beat closing lines, how to place a bet in person or online, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It would mean a lot to me if you want to pick up a copy, or if you already have, thank you, thank you, thank you. But with that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, the beautiful stadium swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays, sipping pina coladas with the crew, or at the good old South Point where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and any kind of Monday Night Football tickets, I'm going to rip them up, and we're gonna flush them down the drain. But you're going to flash me a Miami Marlins, a Fish, minus 105, a White Sox under 9, a Yankees under 8.5, an Atlanta, minus 187. That's the number I got. Or a St. Louis ticket. I know that was a pitching change, but hopefully you jumped on it anyway because we kind of talked about value there regardless of the pitcher. But our boy John Lester, who I saw pitch a no-hitter in 2007 against the Royals at Fenway, cashing a plus 186, or the readjusted line, I think it was like plus 168. But flash me a cards ticket. Guess what? First one's on me, next one's on you. Then we're going to post up at the book and sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. There you have it, everyone. Reminder, as always, my parting words, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Nope. There's no such thing as a lock or a guarantee. There's luck. There's randomness. There's variance. But if we consistently be selective and we are disciplined with our bankroll management, we're betting flat betting, not parlays, and we're betting to risk, not bet to win, we're risking one unit every play, and we're getting down when we find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, beat the closing line, that's how we're going to profit long term, guys. So hope everyone has a great Tuesday. Good luck. I will be on Betting Cross America, co-hosting with the guy Mike Pritchard. We're now the we'll be with you moving forward. We're the official Betting Across America co-hosts. We got the nod here, so we'll be doing it all year long, which I'm really, really proud of. But we'll be breaking on these games, talking MLB, talking NFL and college football early. So if you're looking for more betting updates, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time, tune in, VSiN.com, and also the iHeartRadio app. You can find us there as well. But good luck, everyone. Have an excellent Tuesday, and I will see you at the window where you're going to tip your ticket writer and get some good karma. Have a great day, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.